This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We continue today with our study of the topic, The Religion of Christ is Narrow. Not, of course, as we've pointed out several times before, not in the sense of being narrow-minded, so that one simply refuses to look at the evidence or to honestly draw the conclusions from the evidence which one ought to draw, but rather that one simply must follow the Bible. We have already studied the general point that the religion of Christ is narrow because it excludes all who do not obey the gospel plan of salvation. And in the midst of that, we pointed out that it excludes all who do not believe in God, all who do not believe in Christ, all who do not believe the gospel, all who do not repent, all who do not confess, all who are not baptized into Christ, all who are not members of the Lord's true church, which he bought with his blood, and all who do not do the will of God. Now today we continue our study by pointing out as a second major division of our study that the religion of Christ is narrow because it excludes all of those who are unfaithful as members of the Lord's church. First of all, let us note as we turn to Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, that the Lord excludes all who drift away. It isn't enough simply to be baptized into Christ. One must then be willing with all of his heart, soul, mind, and strength to live his life for Jesus Christ. Let us read now from Hebrews chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things that were heard, lest haply we drift away from them. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which having at the first been spoken through the Lord, was confirmed unto us by them that heard? God also bearing witness with them, both by signs and wonders, and by manifold powers, and by gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will. Notice carefully the question, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? This is a rhetorical question which suggests its own answer, namely, that we cannot escape if we neglect this great salvation. And how, pray tell, does one neglect this great salvation? He does it by simply not living in harmony with what the Bible teaches one should do as a child of God, that one does not live the faithful Christian life. And now we find in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 14 another very important passage. Here we read, wherefore, he saith, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall shine upon thee. This simply points out the fact that some members of the body of Christ, some members of the church for which Jesus died, go to sleep spiritually. They allow themselves to become enamored of the world, with the things that are going on about them, without real concern for the cause of Christ. And so the Lord counsels them to awaken out of their sleep. Of course, sleep is a very dangerous situation, spiritually speaking. That they are awakened from their sleep and to arise from the dead. To be asleep spiritually is to be the same thing as dead spiritually. And so the religion of Christ is narrow in that it excludes those who do fall asleep. Further, we find in 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning with verse 5, that we are to add to our faith virtue, to our virtue knowledge, to our knowledge self-control, to our self-control patience, to our patience godliness, to our godliness brotherly kindness, and to our brotherly kindness love. And now notice carefully, for if these things be in you and abound, they cause you that ye should be neither idle nor unfruitful unto the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, having forgotten the cleansing from his old sins. And so it is clear that if one does not live the Christian life of growing in these graces which are listed here, then he will not have supplied unto him the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.